So, have you ever felt not good enough? Maybe for a job, a relationship, or even serving in church. I remember when I was first asked to join a music band, my immediate response was, oh no, I'm not qualified enough. Because at the time, I thought my guitar skill was not enough to join their band. Or when you were younger and saw a beautiful woman or a handsome man you liked, so you know who they are? Sugar? So tell me who they are.
I know Cha Eun-woo.
Cha Eun-woo, yes. So who's that girl? Jane, you know? Who? Tell me.
Jang
Won-young, yeah, Won-young, yeah. So left side is Jang Won-young, the member of the idol group IVE. And right one man, his name is Cha Eun-woo. I think he's the most popular Korean entertainer nowadays. So both are really popular now in Korean entertainment society. Yeah. So when you're younger and saw a beautiful woman like Jang Won-young or handsome like Cha Eun-woo, you liked, but tell yourself, I'm not as beautiful or handsome as they are. So maybe they won't like me. And then maybe we wouldn't say like, well, I love you to be my girlfriend or boyfriend, something like that, yeah. Perhaps some of you have a similar experience. Today, we are going to explore how God sees us differently than we see ourselves, and how He calls us despite, and sometimes even through, our imperfections. In our gospel reading from Luke, we meet Simon Peter doing what he knows best, fishing. Anyone like fishing here? Phil, thank you. So anyone who like fishing? No one?
We used to.
Used to? Yeah, yeah, fishing.
I'm with a boat.
You?
I'm with a boat.
With a body. Okay. Yes, actually, I'm not a big fan of fishing because I can't wait to catch the fish. So, yeah, anyway. So, after a frustrating night with empty nets, Jesus asks to use his boat as a platform to teach. Then something extraordinary happens. Jesus tells Peter to try fishing again. And suddenly, the nets are so full, they begin breaking. And then, what is Peter's response? He didn't say thank you, or he didn't say something like that. His response is very different. He falls to his knees and says, "Go away from me. I am a sinful man." Think about that. I got many fishes because of Jesus. And I would say, if I were Peter, I would say, "Thank you, Jesus, for many fishes. Thank you." But Peter's response was, "I am a sinful man." This reminds me of another encounter with God we read about in Isaiah 6. The prophet Isaiah has a magnificent vision of God in the temple with angels calling, "Holy, holy, holy." Isaiah's immediate response mirrors Peter's. "Woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Both men, when confronted with God's presence, saw their own imperfection clearly. But here's the beautiful part. In both cases, God doesn't leave. Instead, God calls them into service. To Isaiah, an angel touches his lips with a call, cleansing him. To Peter, Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. God doesn't wait for them to become perfect. He meets them in their imperfection and transforms them for his purposes. The Apostle Paul understood this deeply. In our reading from 1 Corinthians, he writes, "I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God." Yet he continues, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect." Sometimes we think we need to be perfect to be useful to God. We might think only people with special talents, perfect backgrounds, or impressive positions can make a real difference. In our world today, we often hear people claim that only they can fix problems, only they have the solution, only they are qualified to lead a community, country, and even the world. However, history shows us that people who claim to be perfect saviors of their nation or world often become dictators. But God's way is radically different. Jesus called ordinary people, or even the weak, or marginalized in his time, such as fishermen, tax collectors, and women, rather than the powerful or the privileged. God's power works best through our weakness. It's not about our perfection, but about his grace. Apostle Paul knew very well that when we acknowledge our imperfection, we create space for God's perfect love to work through us. This is the paradox of faith. In our weakness, he is strong. Think about the people God has used throughout history in the Bible. Moses stuttered. David was an adulterer. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Paul persecuted Christians. Yet God used each of them powerfully. Not because they were perfect, but because they were willing to be used by a perfect God. Their stories remind us that God doesn't call only the qualified. He qualifies the called. So today, I want to leave you with this encouraging truth. Wherever you are in your journey, whatever inadequacies you feel, whatever mistakes you've made, you are not disqualified from God's calling. In fact, your awareness of your imperfection might be the very thing God uses to demonstrate his perfect love and power through you. When you leave here today, remember that God's greatest works often start with people who felt least qualified. Remember Peter, who went from saying, "I am a sinful man," to becoming a pillar of the early church. Remember Paul, who went from persecutor to apostle. Remember that your imperfection don't disqualify you. They qualify you for God's grace to work powerfully through your life. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for calling us despite our imperfections. Thank you for showing us through your word that you use ordinary, imperfect people to accomplish extraordinary things. Help us to step forward in faith when you call, trusting not in our own abilities, but in your power working through us. Give us the courage to say yes to your calling, knowing that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.